guy goes up to the bar and he orders 3 pints of beer and 2 glasses of wine, Britvic orange juice and a G&T and 5 packets of crisps. "Would you like a tray?" asks the barman. "No, thanks," says the man. "I've got enough to carry already." Short jokes like this one can have a lot of immediate impact. It sounds like, and indeed is, the kind of corny quickfire joke a traditional comedian would throw away for a rapid laugh. But supposing, in a simple situation, someone is insisting that they don't have time to relax because they're too busy and too tired from being busy, or that someone else is saying that they don't have time to exercise because they're fully occupied with coping with their unfitness, or for that matter that someone else is questioning the relevance of a concept like the observing self. Told to the right person at the right time, it makes a telling point beautifully and very succinctly, leaving the image of the tray as a picture to use when confronted with a similar problem, as a template for interpreting situations on various levels which are like the drinks and the tray. Eli says to Enoch,
"How's your new house?"
"Ah," says Enoch, "it's all right now. It's dreadful when we moved in. Black next door had this cockerel. Cried all the bloody time. 4 o'clock in the morning it'd start. You couldn't sleep a wink after that." "So what'd you do then?"
"Ah, it was simple. I bought it off him."
"How did that help?"
"Well, you see, now the cockerel crows in my garden and wakes him up."
Eli and Enoch are two black country characters, and many people from the English West Midlands will have heard dozens of such droll little tales. But doesn't this one sum up very neatly some of the power of simple reframing, viewing the same sensory impacts, the cockerel crowing, with entirely different preconceptions? Telling these kinds of stories is quick and elegant and tends to loop around the Umbala effect, leaving what may turn out to be a quite complex metaphor to sit within the mind and be interpreted and reinterpreted. Now, speakers of very many kinds have always tended to use stories to make points, to reframe perceptions, or simply to make people laugh. And laughter is therapeutic in its own way, not to be underestimated by any means. Because that use of stories seems familiar, it's too easy to underestimate its power. In the language of storytelling swordplay, these are the quick jabs and thrusts that are scarcely noticed, but maybe the most effective of blows.